This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Major decisions are expected to be made in the coming days from workers who begin open enrollment for health care coverage today. Joining us live to talk about the open enrollment period now is Carly Austin, the Strategic Planning Director for the DMC. Carly, thanks so much for a few minutes here this morning. So the health insurance marketplace, open enrollment officially opens today. What do you think people should know the most here as they navigate the circumstances of this fall?
Yes, thank you for having us, and happy Open Enrollment Day. So as you mentioned, today is November 1st, and it is the first day of open enrollment. We want to aim to get everyone signed up by December the 15th to maintain their health insurance coverage. I think what I would like to get us to understand most importantly today is that at all DMC hospitals, 8 hospitals, we have our CACs, Certified Application Counselors, ready and prepared to provide free application support at each site, and that assistance will be for both re-enrollment and submission of a new application. And the number to call would be 248-970-8253.
So a lot of worries right now are about potential increases. I mean, some insurance companies say 20 to 25% potentially. Is this something you're monitoring right now, and what's the cause of this?
Absolutely. So that is something that we're monitoring as a team, as a system, as far as what's causing this. And so if anyone's been keeping up with the political climate, we have OBA, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act by our federal administration that has had certain changes to the marketplace plans. There's been a shortened open enrollment period, which is why I'm here today kind of speaking to you all about this first day of open enrollment and wanting to make sure that we get everyone enrolled by December the 15th. Because of that, the state has had their open enrollment period ending by December 15th instead of the prior date, which was January the 15th. And there's just due to that, there are some difficulties with the state-based marketplaces not being able to extend beyond the December the 31st timeframe, which that impact leads to less time for people to sign up, make additional changes, which leads to fewer people enrolling. And another change for the OBA, or due to the OBA, which would lead to stricter verification and enrollment rules. So before, there were individuals through the market exchange receiving premium tax credits, and those enrollees now will need to provide pre-enrollment verification of immigration status, of employment status, and all of that documentation burden may lead to a greater impact of fewer enrollees as well. Another big thing is just the automatic re-enrollment for subsidies. So if you were once within an exchange plan, You might have been able to benefit from re-enrollment. That is no longer the case, which is why we're driving the communication mechanism so strongly now. It's because we don't want people to be at risk for believing they can re-enroll and then find out come January 1st that they're uninsured. And so due to all of those things, other plans, private insurance plans that participated in the exchange, they feel like there is a lot of risk. So some of them have backed out, which then in turn increases what you were saying, the costs of premiums.
Carly Austin, the strategic planning director for the DMC, joining us here. And the concern about these increases of 20 to 25%, you know, we're talking about the open enrollment period starting today. Are you worried about this potentially hurting the availability of healthcare for some DMC patients or maybe stretching their budgets a little bit thinner? What's the concern right now internally as you discuss the patients that you care for and how they can manage this?
That is a phenomenal question. I think we're always concerned about our demographic and our community. We are our community. I feel as though those that we serve have unique needs. And when you're thinking about healthcare equity and healthcare justice, we're always trying to come up with strategic ways that best serves the interest of our population. So these have been ongoing conversations before now, and the concerns of costs and inflating the ability for individuals to be able to receive preventative care and not rely on EDs to meet their needs in chronic situations have been the current conversations. How do we make sure we communicate and meet individuals where they are to give them the resources that reduce their burden to try and navigate the challenges of the current healthcare ecosystem? Those have been some of our questions. So where can we best meet our community? What are their needs, and how can we provide additional resources or reframe the way that we deliver our care to best meet the needs of our communities despite upstream political winds, upwinds? And I think that's what we're doing today on this call, is just getting out there, having communication to multiple individuals listening today, getting out in the communities with nonprofit partners, business partners, grassroots coalitions to partner with them on whatever initiatives they're doing to help strengthen their impact. And then also, just like I said earlier, providing that site assistance that is free. So you can call by that number. We have QR codes. We've changed our landing page. All of those are the ways that we're just aiming to meet our community where they are, because for a community that's already experienced so many systemic challenges, we want to make sure that we are a help and not an additional burden the best way that we can as a team.
Carly Austin joining us from the DMC this morning. As the ongoing government shutdown really has no end in sight, and healthcare is something at the heart of this right now, for both Republicans and Democrats who are debating an end to this, when it comes to this healthcare piece, which is very crucial to it, what's your message in terms of coverage for people and the affordability of it, considering that you talk to these patients on a daily basis? What would you like to tell lawmakers if you had a direct line to them?
I would love to tell lawmakers to remember why they got into the work that they're doing today, which is for people and not politics. If we can posture ourselves to remember what our goals are, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you land on. We usually land into an objective goal that cares about people, and we can typically agree on that no matter where you are. And I need us to reaffirm and recommit what that looks like, putting people first and politics second, and then we can continue to do right by the communities we all serve.
One last quick one for you, Carly. This can be a stressful time for people as the open enrollment period begins now. Just a couple quick reminders for information and help through the DMC. If people are feeling stressed out right now, what can they do to reach out to you to get some help here?
So absolutely. The number for our CACs, again, which were the certified application counselors that will be providing free of charge support for re-enrollment and submission at all of our hospital sites, that number again is 248-970-8253. I'll repeat it, 248-970-8253.
Thanks so much for a few minutes of your time this morning. Appreciate it, and have a great rest of your weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.